casa. La casa sono quello. I bought the shit and then like I don't know when I accelerate off the stub and fucking rubs. And I don't know why it rubs, excuse my language. And so now I went to Grupponi and I'm like, yeah, hey listen, you know, this thing's vibrating when I accelerate, and he's like, oh, okay, all right, I'll take it out. So he takes it out, and he goes, I'll take it out. I said, okay, great. Now, when you say take it out, to me, I'm thinking you're going to take it out on the road. So you're definitely going to find, you're going to definitely see, and we're going to have, we're going to be in agreement of what the fuck's going on with the cop. So he comes back, and he goes, oh, I drove it around the parking lot. Now, mind you, this was like 6 months ago. He's like, oh, I drove it around the parking lot. I didn't feel nothing. And I'm like, okay, so now I got to battle. So I got to battle you and tell you that you're obviously mistaken. So obviously, why don't you just come take a ride with me and I'll show you when it starts and how it starts and where the rub is, okay? Because obviously, we're gonna play this game. So now I'm like listening to it and it feels like, I don't know, maybe like a couple of bearings have snapped or something. So... and it still rubs. So I gotta make an appointment with Grupponi, and I'm just gonna tell him, like, dude, I came down here last time, I told you about the rub, it's still happening, and if you can't figure it out when it happens, then let me take you to lunch. I'll buy you lunch, all right? This way here, you're not losing any money, and you know what I mean? So, no worries, fucking dickhead. Thanks for letting me pass. First freaking person right off the green light. Couldn't let me get in this bad, Larry. Oh, look at this guy. Real straight douchebag. Yep. And those are those kids that are like, went to college and had everything force fed, spoon fed, silver spooned out to them. Right, I need to go in here and get some squallies and blizzies. My friend, she's having a little shindig today. She's having a little shindig because she's 40. So what's everybody want to have a shindig at 40 and be like, oh yeah, hey, fucking, you know, shindig at 40, shindig at 40. You know what I mean? Jelly bean, string cheese? All right, every time I shut this car off, sometimes I leave the keys in the car. And I ain't doing that because last time I did it, fucking, I locked myself out. At the gas station, that shit was funny. Alright, let's go. Morning. I may have found 2 packs of Newport Red 100s, please.
$16.38.
Got it. Not bad. No, I'm all set. I appreciate it, though.
With cigars, I'm never sure because that just seems like a way to get broken.
Yeah, I always put them in the top pocket, and then sometimes I grab my son, and I'm like, oh, shit. let me see. No, I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Thank you. Yo, doll, thank you. It's fucking bright, dude. Fucking sun comes out, man. It gets my fucking eyes red, dude. Shit. Is everybody good? Nobody's moving. I'll take that. Take that as a no. Yeah, I can't have just that water no more. Go ahead there, Speedy, now. The light's all yours. She had a lot of fucking perfume on, though. Jeez. Come on, you fucking moron. Yeah, well, he could fucking suck a dick, as far as I'm concerned. I was like, why can't I see more? I don't know. I would eat here though. I would eat there. Just because it has my fucking fast turnover rate. It's the brick house. Like, yo, it's a rural area. Like, they have Italian places and all this shit. Chinese restaurants. Like, the Chinese restaurants up here, they bust the Chinese people from Boston up here. You know what I mean? And if they don't, it's some people that are related to some people in Boston. They just got a couple houses up here. And they're slinging some pork fried rice, you know what I mean? And here's a little caveat for you, right? If you go to a Chinese restaurant and you want a fresh thing of rice, because you know, I don't know if you guys know or what, it's no skin off my back either which way. But the brown rice sits in a big tub, in a big container, looks like a cylinder, and it just sits there. And they just go and scoop it, and they just throw it in the thing, and voila. So, if you want straight, regular, fresh pork fried rice, you can ask for no onions. Go ahead, brother. Are you going to take it there, old man, or what? Yeah. And you can get all brown, you can get your fresh pork fried rice will go, you'll get that fresh if you ask for no onions. They hate to make a fresh batch because they have to literally pick the frigate, like, you know what I mean? Like, they can't, so when they scoop it, they get it ahead of time. Like, you know, like some people have some fries on deck or slices or whatever. The restaurant will have some slices. So, in other words, the Chinese restaurant, you know, slings a lot of food real quick. So they, you know, obviously you're going to have some on deck because they know the orders are going to pick up or whatever, right? But if you ask for no onions, they're going to have to make that original for you. So, me, I personally just go with the sticky white rice. You're safe there. Do you know what I mean? Because here's the deal. There's one more little tasty tidbit, fun fact for you. At the end of the night, if you want, go by any one of your local Chinese restaurants and just peek in. And at the end of the night, you'll see them eating a big dinner at the end of the night. And you know what? You know what you won't see? Is any of the stuff that's probably on that menu. Word. Like, you ain't gonna see no pork fried rice. You might see a crab rangoon or something, but even then I'd be hard pressed to see if you find something. So anyway, that's just thing on the Chinese food. So, you know, so I'm in a rural area and there's like three Chinese spots within like a 5 mile radius. And I'm like, this is not a city. There's not even a city close by. The whole county is probably the population of a city. You know, like an inner city, like say 60 to 80,000, maybe if that, even with the county up here. So I'm saying, like, how do you need 5 Chinese restaurants? To me, you're washing money. That's what you're doing. You're washing money. Oh, everybody loves Chinese food. Yeah, everybody loves Chinese food. Yeah, in Laconia, New Hampshire. I think maybe you know, a certain few do, but it's not popping off like that, Jack. For real. I don't know if that, I mean, go figure. And if you see some of these joints, you'll see one sign. It's classic. It's like a beat down Calhoun, and it says "Bikers welcome." And I'm like, "Bike, yeah, of course the biker. They want the bikers to. What is this, like fucking the Golden Child? What are they gonna have a fucking big beef?" And the Chinese people are cool with it. And then I start thinking, I says, "Well, if they're cool with the bikers, I'm like, well, then most likely the Hell's Angels is freaking washing money through the restaurant." You know, and then I'll drive by like an Italian restaurant, and I'm like, "So who's the who's the Massimo that's behind the chef that, hey bud, what the fuck, what's going on with you guys? Why do you guys always park off to the side like that?" You know, who's the Italian chef that's around? Because I don't, you know, I'm wondering who the chef is. You go behind there, be some like Mexican doing or something cooking Italian food. I'm like, what are you doing? You're using a lot of onion powder and garlic powder, because that's probably all you're probably using. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, it's just crazy, dude. But this is what they be doing, and this isn't like a fucking area that's only like good seasonal for shit. You know what I mean? Like the ice cream joints, they make a killing. Swear to God, like dairy, no bullshit. Dairy Queen opened up and fucking had their first the day they opened up, bro, is like the day they started, they were making money. I was like, wow, I'm definitely getting a fucking ice cream spot.